Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Power to You and Rise to Win for Our Youth. I am Sandra Bueno with the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement, and I am here to bring you inside into what Rise to Win is launching today. Rise to Win finally has an engaging and empowering at-risk youth education platform, which brings God, personal development, education, and community outreach all in one package. And what this is an educational strategy that is transforming. It is also an educational strategy that perhaps can be controversial to some, if not many, and that all depends upon the belief systems and the foundational roots of the people who will be looking at this. Now, what I present to you is the catalytic explosion of God and personal development as one force for massive impact. This is massive impact across our world with purpose and with vision and with a strategy and a plan supported by personal development, education, and individuals who believe in stepping up for change. Change is imminent and change is possible. The skills are learnable, and the spirit and the force of God pursuing us and giving us that insight to make this world a better place and to help other people is what all of us can collectively engage in. And this is about not bringing division. This is about bringing unity and unifying individuals who want to step up for change. While all of us are sporadically placed throughout our world, imagine the difference when individuals come together and create clusters. Imagine the difference of communities being brought together by a few individuals who are willing to take it on, to take on the opportunity to say, you know what, I believe in change. I got to do something. I got to step up to make a difference. I know I may not be able to do it alone, but let me be the one to at least spearhead it. This is what this is about. This is what Power to Be You is, and this is what Rise to Win for Our Youth Movement is. And I am just so impassioned right now to be able to finally unveil it and unleash it. And this is a massive opportunity for all of us in America right now to engage and to carry this opportunity as an individual endeavor so that other people can fall alongside, so that other people can step in and say, you know what, this is what I can bring. And no one here has 100%. What can I say? No one here can say, you know what, I have the solution, because we all have the solution. And the solution for me is different than the solution for you. And no matter who you are, where you are, what your need is, and what the community is crying for, we can all participate in spearheading a movement to make a difference. And we do not have to have the money. We do not have to have the tools. We do not have to have the permission. All we need to have is the desire and the will, the desire and the will, and a vision of change. And with that, we already have the seeds of creation. The next step now is having a strategy and a platform, having a plan, and that is what Rise to Win is. This is what now you can take into your own hands, read it, see it, uncover how it is created, what it is based on, and then apply it to your own way. Apply it in your own ideology, in your own philosophy. See what it is and see how you can contort it, how you can change it, how you can move it, how you can create it and apply it to yourself. The most challenging thing is to take something from nowhere, from scratch, and build it and create it. And I myself have taken all my life to finally get to this part. Finally. They say success happens when you can give, bring value to the mass. And this is what this is. Right now, we don't have to sit there and wait for other people to make decisions for us or for people to come and give us the bailout or for the net to be thrown to us so we can finally hang on through our fingertips. No, because change belongs right now to you and I, and it begins with you and me. It begins with our own mindset and our own ideas and our own ideology and our own willingness to step up despite the challenges. That is where your own strength, your own personal strength, your own conviction, your own spirituality, your own willingness to face who you are as a human being We can all be professionals in whatever area we choose to be and we choose to get educated in. But just because we've been educated in an area of technology or in an area of education or in an area of whatever it is that you have under your belt does not mean that we are fully realized, that we are fulfilled, that we are doing our God's given mission to influence change and impact the world. It does not mean that we are happy, that we are content, or that we are satisfied with our purpose. Why is it that so many people, despite the fact of having money and having glory and having fame, are so miserable? Why? We see that everywhere. We're seeing it more and more today. Now that serves as an example to you and me as to it does not matter what it is that you do in life. It doesn't matter because we are still a spiritual being that's driven by a will to evolve, to progress, to create, to cause, to influence, to impact, to embrace, to share, to give. Character is built and character is formed through the trials and tribulations of our life. And this is worth that purpose of our being, of us waking up every day and saying, today is another opportunity for change. And before we can see change in others, we have to see change in ourselves. And change is possible. We are human beings. We have amazing abilities. We have an amazing body, amazing brains, amazing hearts, an amazing circulatory system. But yet, we don't use it. We allow constraints and convention to keep us from really manifesting our greatest source and our greatest energy and our greatest abilities. We haven't been taught. We've been coerced and we've been conditioned and we've been patterned to believe and to feel and to think a certain way. And marketers today do an amazing, incredible job to be able to take our minds and to be able to wrap it up around their ideologies. Money does allow for people to reach greatness as well as to reach many for coercion and for manipulation. And that's what's taking place. Look at the media. How many of you have stopped because now you no longer want to be conditioned by the news that you keep on hearing? So you turn your ear the other way. Maybe some of you may actually be turning off the TV to go and engage with your children. I know I have. I know I have. The other night when it was the World Day, we turned the light off in our home for one day, turned on the light, started reading the Bible. You know what? That took me back to centuries back when people first didn't have electricity and what they did with their lives, when they actually nurtured their souls and their spirits, when they actually brought in education that was going to advance who they are in humanity. Rather than watching a silly show that's only going to just help you to look at someone else's life and give you a little bit of power because now you're able to share vicariously what these people are living through. But you know what? But hello, hello today. Today we're living a life that's demanding change and that's demanding us to step up, that's demanding us to defy constraints, to defy the status quo. And they say that in America, 80% of people believe in God. But yet, why is it that one individual who wanted to bring a lawsuit against In God We Trust from our own bills, from our own money, why is it that all of a sudden this person has the voice? Why are people so fearful? Why are we fearful? Because we all are. That's our human nature. That's how we were built. That's how we were shaped. And it is our job to be able to grow despite that challenge and that fear. We're fearful of what other people will say. We're fearful that people will think we're dumb or that we're stupid or that we're less or that we're insignificant because we haven't proven ourselves. We're fearful that because we've lost the money that we're not really valuable, that we never did what we were supposed to do. So we accept what comes our way. We're fearful to step out there and create something new because it hasn't been created before. And what are people going to say? Is it going to work? Is it not going to work? That is the challenge of humanity. That is our journey. And how we do that journey, how we take that journey, is based on your spiritual sense, is based on what's driving you internally, what's driving you from within. It's not what you're showing to the outside world. It's what you're really showing to yourself when it's nighttime, when you're sitting there by yourself, when you're wondering and questioning your own purpose. That is what I'm talking about when I say rise to win. And when I say power to be you, you have that power. You have that power to make change happen. You have that power to take your situation, no matter what it is, because I have seen it. You don't even have to believe me. But you could go into so many stories that I have in so many people's lives that I have come across who have transformed their lives, who have come from wretched backgrounds, who have come from wretched events in their lives and have transformed their lives and who are now on a path to impact other people and to make a difference. At the end of the day, we do not take anything of this world with us. We don't take our homes, we don't take our money, we don't take our emblems and our accolades and our pictures. We don't. Our soul goes, our body's left behind. And what goes with us is the effect and the impact that we have had throughout our lives. I believe that the greatest opportunity we can all have is that the day that we die, people who are left behind can actually stand up and say, you know what, that person will be missed. That person made a difference in my life. That person helped me. That person gave of themselves. I was happy that I knew that person, that that person touched my life. I believe that that is our quest. That is the greatest opportunity that we as human beings can have and that we can give to one another. So I am presenting to you today this explosion. I call it the catalytic explosion of God and personal development as one force for massive impact. It is bringing the spirit of God in our souls as our reason for why. Why do we do it? Because that's who we are called to be. We are called to be that guiding light, that force. And through the faith that we can have in Him, through the faith that we can bring in and step up and say, yes, I believe in you. I want to say, yes, I believe in God. I believe in God because He is above everything else and everyone else. There is no man alive in the world that is higher than the possibility of who God is. We were created by a higher being. We were not created by another man. And the law of the man is not one made of earthly principles. The law of man is outlined. It is outlined in a book called the Bible. And if we are to believe any other book that has ever been written by man, if we are to believe anything that has ever been brought about in history, then this further justifies why the Bible is the book that exemplifies a life of how it should be led. And there's no mystery in there. It is a simple doctrine that says to love one another, to not kill, to not steal. How challenging is that? But what I want to say is we are empowered to make a difference. We are empowered to stand as one force, but collectively go out and impact change. And I invite you to get involved. I invite you to join the Rise to Win for Our Youth movement. And you will join it by going to risetowin.com. That is RISE2WIN.com. And you will now become a part of transformation. And this is not just for you alone. This is for your community. This is for your family. This is for the children who are dependent upon you. This is for the 21st century leaders who now are at-risk teenage youth. And through these kids, and through us supporting them, they are going to be able to see a different future for themselves and for that of the world. So the kids from other lands, the kids who are suffering across the seas, across the world, they will have a hope through our youth. Because that is where change lies. Our world depends on us. Our world depends on youth. So let's engage now. Take the challenge today. Go to risetowin.com and become a joint partner. And together, we will see change.